This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Oh my God. What? Hi. Oh my God. What are you doing here? I guess if you're watching or listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast available on the internet, in space, in the galaxy. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for this live. It's the middle of the damn day. We're going to talk about Drag Race. Hey, Kat. Hey, Robin. Ooh, hey, Jimmy. Hey, Courtney. Hey, Kyle. Hello, everybody. Kayla, I see you. Casey. All of y'all are here. We're ready to get done. We're going to talk about 3 episodes of Drag Race. And so it's going to be quick. We're going to hit the ground running. So we're going to lose our damn minds. Thanks for joining. I can't go any further without introducing the worst person in the world. Man with a bad brain, weirder opinions, and we live for him, even though we can't stand by any of his worldviews. It's Oscar Montoya.
Worldviews?
Yeah, I can't stand by any of your worldviews.
Okay. Wow, peace. You hate peace.
I know that you claim you're Ozzymo, but we all know you have shadow accounts where you post some sketchy shit.
Who told you about those accounts?
I got clued in. I talked to my friend Jay Manuel, and he told me all about you because
He would be your friend.
God.
He would be your friend.
He would be my friend. Look, I met him through you. I met him through you.
Yeah, I sort of threw him to you. It's like, you know what? You'd like, I actually said, actually, that's Oscar. That's Oscar.
That's Oscar.
Yep. He couldn't tell the difference.
We still have a very good plan to write some sort of a racist Freaky Friday, which, it's a racist Parent Trap. That's what it is.
Yes,
so
yes,
remember
yes,
that it's like
yes,
the whole
we
bit
talked
is,
about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coined, so don't steal it. The joke mm-hmm. is we both fall in love with the same bland homo or like or like something like that. And like he can't tell the difference between us because he's white.
Yeah.
And
But so Mono, it happened to us on Monday.
It did happen to us on Monday.
You got called me.
Mm-hmm. Girl. I got called Oscar. It happens all the time. Girl. It's our path. That's why you have to write this movie where we parent trap a gay. Mm-hmm. We both date him. He thinks we're both the same person. And then at the end, we choose each other. I think that's the lesson. We're like, wait a second.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
No, you're right. You're the enemy. You want to be the enemy of the story. So
I'm the villain.
You're the villain. Yes! Okay, first of all, I have to say this before we even get into España. Everyone, homos who are listening, stop posting All Stars clips the second it drops at midnight.
Oh.
People are all, like, it is Thursday at one, it's Thursday at noon. People already have been posting the end of the
All Stars episode.
Like, you guys, you have to stop. You have to stop this. This is unacceptable behavior.
Ooh, mom is mad, y'all.
I'm mad. I'm like, this is fucking crazy. You have to wait till 5 p.m., 8 p.m. Like, it's fucking, it's stupid. It's crazy.
I agree.
Like,
I agree on that. Yeah.
It really upset
me. It's this weird thing of, like, you can't even enjoy scrolling through Instagram during that time because you know something will be spoiled.
And if you're going to do that, you got to do a placard. You got to do a swipe for spoiler. You have to do that.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and it's really...
Oh, Broobs, babe.
Broobs, I'm sorry to hear that. That's fucking trash. That's really crazy. we can't do midnight releases anymore. We proved we can't handle it. They have to take the toy back from us. You can't handle a midnight release. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're here to talk about Drag Race. 5, 6, and 7. We're gonna try to talk up.
We got a lot of work to do, bitch.
We're gonna pounce. We're gonna
hit
highlights.
It's been a minute, y'all. It's been a minute.
Oscar, I'm so glad you're here to tell me what cultural moments I missed since you're from Spain.
I don't fucking know.
You're from Spain or something. You're like from Spain or something.
Or something.
My lord. I'm just begging to get canceled. Okay, let's jump in. Episode 5. They start, there's a lot of bad blood between Hugacio and everyone else.
Oh, Hoogie.
I love Hoogie. And then Hoogie's perfect. And I am not appreciating the saltiness coming at her, especially from Dovima. I'm like,
there's a lot of haters. It's very reminiscent of like how Roxy, the Relaska Talks girls, hated on in season 5.
Right.
Because Hugacio did nothing wrong. Like, wasn't trying to start shit at all. But they were just hating on Hugacio.
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Is like, okay, like coming for an interesting, expressive underdog. Oh, yeah, that'll work out really good. That'll be great. That's so stupid.
I know. But yeah, you're right. But I appreciate the sort of cluelessness that a lot of the queens, specifically Lovima, but again, we were going to talk about this today, this like weird mutated self-awareness that the show is now, it's sort of like the backlash of this self-awareness that the show has with Dovima, of like how she wants to be portrayed as this villain. You know, maybe a lot of it is like self-imposed. Maybe she's like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna target Hugacio on purpose so then I could get the villain edit, which was her goal from day one, you know?
Achieved. I just don't get it. And like, I also don't love the way Dovima's just mad at people having fun and being like, she's just mad at fun.
Booby!
Betsy Sodaro has entered the chat. And she wants everyone to know what?
Booby! Death drop.
Booby. So silly. Hi, Betsy. So we're talking about... I love it. I love it. Poopy, I'm sorry. Poopy, I mean, honestly, I want to say, Betsy, thank you for saying that. Thank you for being brave. Remembering her
name. Thank you for remembering her name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying her name. The martyr of drag. Poopy Poison.
The movie. It's still making me laugh. Just Betsy posting poopies making me laugh.
It's just never not funny. I mean, that's the thing. It's just never not funny.
Justice. Okay, so look, they're smashing grapes, Lucy style. They're making juice. Do we think this was real or like a stunt? Because the amount of more juice that Poopy and Cardamon make is like almost crazy.
Yeah. I don't know what the science behind grape smashing is, because I know that a lot of grapes get like stuck on the spigot or whatever. So I don't know. I think it was like random. I don't get this challenge at all. Do Spaniards drink wine a lot?
I mean, a lot of people drink wine, so maybe, probably, could be. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But whatever, they're picking stuff. And
someone should have fallen down.
This
and
part.
Been like, I can't breathe. Remember, like, I can't breathe. I can't. But you know, that's an American thing.
Dear, oh gosh.
It looks like she's hurt. Oh.
Oh well, I hope someone helped. That is Grape Lady, is genius. Grape Lady is genius.
Yeah. Grape Lady's one of the founding fathers of internet viral videos.
That should be a musical. Just Grape Lady.
Ooh, Grape Lady musical. I would love that.
Probably be
my finger.
Grape Lady. I guess you're making YouTube the musical now. Now that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So this weird acting challenge is modeled after a popular soap opera, I believe, called. Mm-hmm. The Cynic, the parody is called Cynic or Basic, like Cynical or Basic.
Yeah.
But it's based on some popular daytime soap opera.
They're that one of the judges was in, I assume. Javier Calvo was probably in that. He was in that when he was a kid.
He has soap opera face. I buy that. Like, he just looks like a daytime soap opera actor. Like,
Is that a read? Is that a read?
It could be a read.
Wow.
It could be a read.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not the one who called him Ellen DeGeneres. One of the other queens called him Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
That wasn't me. So whatever, they're doing this. Your favorite comedy queen in the world, Killer Queen, is
you are so
going
stupid. You know what?
Really big.
You know what? But tell me you haven't done that in a sketch show.
This is I how haven't you perf- done that.
This is how you. When she performed, I was like, "Oh my god, this is." She went to Monogapian's acting.
You.
This sounds exactly.
You clearly.
This is exactly. This method
wake,
acting.
Wake
is like very
up,
Monogapian.
Pearl, wake up! Listen, I have never gone. Rap, rap, rap. Doop, doop, doop. I've never done
did.
That.
You just did.
That was a trap. That was a trap. That was a trap. So, look, this soap opera daytime challenge didn't do much for me.
I didn't get it. I didn't get the reference it was making fun of. I don't think, I mean, when we talk about loosely based, the shit was loose, honey.
Loose. I mean,
loose. One of the characters is a ghost that sucks dick.
Yeah.
That can't be from the source. Like, where from the source material are you getting this?
I mean, look, we have to, I don't know. We don't know what the reference is. I'm sure there's a girl who died who was a slut on the soap opera, which is like pretty dark. So like, I'm here for that.
I know. Yeah. It is like, someone mentioned it in the comment. It is very Degrassi because it feels like very like all over the place, serious and funny and both and neither at the same time. So maybe that's what it was. But I didn't get it. I didn't get that. I mean, the teacher fucking students, I guess that's something that probably happened.
It's also very funny and perhaps European that they're like, oh yeah, like the teacher like fucked all the students. Like that like that is like something we're really ready to joke about and isn't like, should we say that? I don't know if we should say that. They're like, no, we could say that. The teacher fucked all the students, even the dead ones. So, look, I mean, Poopy
who was
won
the best
that.
Actor? Who was the best Poopy. Actor?
Poopy was funny. I mean, Poopy was really funny.
He was in character.
Was
and this was a role that was, like, made for Poopy Poison. She Yeah, yes. She's a pro. She knew what she was doing. She who was the worst one? Do you think Ugacio was the worst actor?
I guess Ugacio was pretty bad. But what I would say was, like, Dovima was, like, Dovima wasn't giving her anything. So it's, like, that thing of, like,
You mean Sagittaria.
Ooh.
Because Dovima was with Killer. Okay, wow. Mono has colonizer blindness.
Ooh.
Okay. He thinks all the colonizers look the same. Ooh.
Where's the lie? I mean, especially the ones they pick. Anytime someone looks different or unique, they're like, you have to leave the competition. Sorry. We just need the skinniest, thinnest people here. So, okay, look. Okay, Sagittaria. She wasn't giving her a lot. Facts.
Yeah.
Sagittaria wasn't giving her anything. So it's like, it's that thing where you're like, yeah, your scene was bad because both of you, it's equal opportunity, like, offense. You both didn't bring it.
Right. Yeah. But whatever. I do think Ugacio was really bad, which is so frustrating because Ugacio was so good in the magazine, in the Mocatriz challenge, in my opinion, and just did so bad. It was so frustrating to see Ugacio fall so hard, you know?
I think she's getting demoralized by the competition. No one's, like, believing her. I think that's pretty fucked up. I mean, it's fucked up. It's like, girl, like, I don't know. There's just no simpler way to put it than other than, like, why are you not excited by her art? Like, when someone is also, like, self-deprecating like that, to rub salt in their wound as a pretty girl is gross.
Well, girl, it's just bullying. It's what bullies do.
That's what bullies do.
Do you know what I mean? So, and of course, they're going to bully the odd person out and a potential threat. Because for me, I thought Ugacio was going to take it all the way. And,
me too.
You know, flashback to our first time talking about this. I did say Carmen was going to win, but I said my favorite was Ugacio. And unfortunately, well, we know what happens.
We do.
So and if you don't, girl, why are you watching this live?
Let's really quickly chirp and burp these runway looks, okay? And then we'll move on to the next episode. Dovima wearing like an art blanket / drape on her body. There's pieces of chunky border around her.
Yeah.
It's a chirp. It's gorgeous.
It's a chirp. I like it. I overall liked this challenge very much. The
love the runway.
Surrealist like art challenge was like really strong. Spain was the birth of surrealism, so...
That Dali, that motherfucker who was a problem, but a great artist.
I mean, a lot of the girls seemed to love him, though.
They sure did.
I was like, girls, there's more painters out there.
They sure did. So then Boopy Poisson comes out as she's a menina, and I don't know what a menina is, but that's what she's coming out
I thought, I was like, is this Mennonite in Spanish? I don't know. I don't know.
No clue. She looks pretty goofy. Like she always looks goofy. It's pretty messy.
You know what? It did look like a very expensive costume.
Sure. I guess I'll give it a chirp. I'll give it a chirp based on what Poopy usually brings.
You know, I'm usually harsh on these things and I'm going to commit to that. So I'm going to burp this. This was Poopy's opportunity to be weird.
And
you know what I mean? Like surrealist, like really give me like just bizarre concepts.
Yeah.
But did it. She
did
it.
She just was like, here's a costume.
Yeah, and then I'm going to open the thing and it's my bloomers and I'm like,
right, no one cares.
Okay. She should have worn a thong to be quite honest. Surprised us.
Surprised. Menina is a little girl. Didn't know that. Work. Love it.
Work.
Gag.
Wait, she was a little girl though? That did not give me little girl fantasy.
Well, I mean, look, she's older. She was born before World War II. So, I mean, look, it's really hard for her to be a little girl.
And she's ageist. And she's ageist. Okay.
And what's the first thing on her?
Well, the bitch has colorblindness with colonizers, so.
Oh, my God.
Cancel her now.
Killer Queen giving Dr. Seuss. But also Dali. It's very Dali Seuss.
Both problematic people.
Both problems. Mm-hmm. I do love this. There's like drawers on her legs.
Whoa, whoa, wait, stop. Hold up. Somebody record this right now.
What?
Mono, are you giving Killer Queen a compliment?
Oh my God. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is the best thing she will ever wear.
This is the first, let it be known, this is the first time in history.
Yeah.
The hateful, spiteful, evil, bitter, disgusting Mono Gafian had something nice to say about Killer Queen.
Oh my God, you're so exhausting.
Honestly,
now, you're a 5K because you're exhausting me. You are actually too much. You can't let it go. Look, I am being honest with my critique. In fact, you would know I'm full of shit if I was like, I hate it. I'm like, this is good, which means I give honest critiques.
You said some questionable shit before.
Okay. Okay. Look, this is great. It's a chirp. What is it for you?
It's a 100%. Unlike you, I recognize Killer Queen's skill and talent in drag. And of course, this is a chirp for me. Okay. I will say Killer Queen does struggle sometimes walking in heels.
Yeah, not a great walk.
But overall, good.
Not a great walk. Yeah, she also struggles with comedy, but whatever.
So next. The bitch is crazy.
We have Hugafio coming out.
Love this.
This was incredible.
Thinking out of the box, giving us a book reference and not an art piece. Brilliant. Giving us Cervantes' realness. I love this. Love this.
Love it. I mean, this is a caca. This is the best look of the week for me.
100%.
It's incredible. It's graphic. The wig has drawing lines on it. It's unbelievable. She should not have gone home.
Hugasio looks like a Adventure Time character.
Absolutely. Oh my God, that's really good. That's 100%.
Right?
That's 100%.
The aesthetic was so Adventure Time to me.
100%. It's amazing. It's a caca. Sagittaria coming down with a black bathing suit and a white hand on her.
This was weak, babes. This was weak.
Yeah, it's not a lot. It's not a lot.
What is this, hun? Especially for someone who considers themselves like a fashion queen. I'm like, where?
Where is the fashion? It's a burp. It's boring.
Mm-hmm.
But they love her tiny body.
I know.
They love it.
They love it.
Godman. Yeah, she's looking beautiful. Her dress comes paint. That's pretty cool. What do you think?
I like this. I like that it wasn't a reference to the surrealists. I thought this was also thinking out of the box. And I do like that it was like art and surrealist, but also giving us the farala like fish, like I'm a woman fantasy, is like, this is her lane. This is Carmen doing art drag. I like it. Could it have been better? Yes, I think so. I think that there was a couple of missed opportunities to like really, elevate the look a little bit for me, but I'm satisfied with it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a light chirp. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Exactly.
The paint thing is cool, but it's fine.
Exactly. It's a cute gimmick.
It's a gimmick. Mm-hmm. Boopy wins. We get a lip sync, unfortunately, between Killed and Hugasio.
And I thought Hugasio. For a second, I was like, is Killer going home? Like, that would be crazy. I didn't want either of them to go. I don't know. I was really sad about Hugasio being eliminated so early in the competition.
That was stupid. And like, she could have fought more in the lip sync, but like, whatever. She should have been in the top three. The top three is missing. It's missing.
We'll talk about it, but this top three is very odd to me.
It is odd.
It's odd.
It is odd. It is odd. Next episode. We're in episode 6.
Look, I didn't make this up, Free Bitch. I didn't make it. It is odd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is odd. Yeah. You did. You made it odd. Mm-hmm. I have nothing to do with
this. I'm just trying to talk about two more episodes of Drag Race.
Okay, let's go, let's go.
Tiki talk, girl.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Episode 6, they're doing a puppet mini challenge. Hee hee ha ha ha. Did any of this make you laugh?
The fact that Dovima straight up gave up was funny to me.
Oh my God.
And the fact that Saitaria doesn't know how to speak, literally does not know.
That was wild.
And her talking heads are so boring and weird, and it's like,
who? Which one? Dovima's or Sagittarius?
Sagittarius are just like, yeah. She's like the queen.
She is the queen.
It's like, girl.
She is
on.
The queen. She Give really is.
Give us another dimension to your personality.
Dovima's
I'm
like,
looking for one more dimension to your personality.
Dovima's like, I hate life, liberty, and justice. But Sagittarius is just like, oh, that was really awkward.
Yeah.
Well, this challenge is really awkward. I feel so awkward about being awkward. There's just like, there's nothing happening.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing there. Nothing there.
Damn. Damn. Well, guess what? It is a comedy challenge. It's a roast.
It's a roast. It's a roast, which,
that's pretty tough. That's pretty tough to throw
it's
at anybody.
Tough. And you know what? I was nervous for Carmen because I was like, I don't know if Carmen can give us
right
comedy.
I don't think she actually won this challenge. Like,
who do you think won the challenge?
You know, I think Killer Queen did very well. And I think Poopy.
Timestamp this, listeners. Timestamp this right now.
Look, you know why? Because she's talking. She's not doing some fucking. She's doing the character, but it's not a character that's from fucking Richard Scarry's book.
She called her a worm coming out of an apple car.
She is. Is it the not so busy world? The very busy world?
I think so. I don't fucking know, girl. Whatever. I don't read those books anymore like you do.
Oh, God. I know. I know you can't read anymore, but I'm proud that you know the alphabet, and that's enough for you. That's enough. Listen. Okay, Kahneman did fine, but I really thought Poopy did better and maybe Killer did better, but I think they were like, wait, Carmen hasn't had a win in a while. We love her. Let's give her a win.
Carmen did do really well. Yes, I agree. I don't know. I don't think Poopy did well, though. I don't think she was as... I don't know. When you have... Throughout the competition, Poopy has been given a lot of second chances, you know?
And yes.
I've been like, well, but yes. She's legendary. She's iconic. So what if she can't do anything else except be funny? So right. If you have a comedy challenge, all eyes are on Poopy. We all were like, okay, this bitch better deliver. And she sort of didn't.
Yeah, she was good. I know what you mean. She was good. And then it was a little wobbly at the end. It was kind of like
the
cock ring in her mouth. It's like, yeah, we get it. We understand. She kind of has to spell that out. She talks about the host's ears that were pinned back at some point.
I mean...
I don't know about
that. That truly felt like an inside joke that I was like, this isn't funny for me because I wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It was weird. It was not for us. It was, it's a weird thing. It's
to me, this was Killer's competition. I was so surprised and so shocked about Killer doing so well.
It kind of reminded me of when Rue and Michelle will tickle themselves a little too much and you're just like,
okay, you do feel third, like the third wheel in a lot of their interactions. And that was, one thing that I will say about this episode is I don't remember the person's name at all, but the person they had as like a consultant for the jokes.
Yes.
Love that person. Love
him funny.
So much. The vibe, everything, the spirit. You could, I like,
funny.
Love that person so much. I don't know who they are.
I don't know
if they do.
But they were funny and they read the queen's back, which was funny.
I know. And it was, and like you could tell. See, the thing that I love so much is like when people are so excited to be there and to be like, oh my God, what a great opportunity. And he gave me that energy. Mm-hmm. I want to be friends with him. I love him so much. Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it was a good time. It was a good time. So, yeah. I mean, Sagittarius shits the bed, obviously.
Duh.
And then who am I leaving out?
Lavima, she writes on her diary, which is a nice concept. But then there's a wig fiasco.
There's a wig fiasco. There's a wig.
Hashtag wig sweep.
Side sweep. Can't sleep. No, you can't. It
doesn't
work.
I will say her look in the in this challenge is the best she's ever looked, in my opinion.
In the challenge. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Her comedy look was so good.
It was a new look for her, which I was like, okay, wow, you look different.
I liked
That's
it.
Great.
I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I was here for it. And like, I didn't think she did terrible. She at least like had.
She was funny. She had shit. She was so, on like, a roll. Then she got in her head. The wig just got in her head.
The wig.
I would have definitely snatched that wig out. Got a scrunchie from somewhere.
Haunted. That was a haunted wig.
And then just put it up. I know that wig was sabotaging her.
It cursed her because the 180 on the runway is crazy. The wig ruined her. You're right. She can't handle wearing a wig or tilting her head.
Yeah,
you ain't lying. So should we talk about this runway?
Yes.
They're all inspired by Rosalía. Who's incredible.
Yes, La Rosalía.
Gaggy. I saw her perform once. She's unbelievable.
Okay, brag. Okay. You go to concerts. Cute.
Yeah. It was Bonnaroo. I was at Bonnaroo. And it was
She's that
really...
bitch.
No, wait. What is it? Was it Lollapalooza?
Maybe. Girl, it was... I don't know.
What's the one in Chicago? Poopy. So
Poopy Palooza.
Poopy Palooza, that's what it was. Yeah. Okay, look, Dovima comes out in this like black sort of lacy stockings, very classic Rosalía look.
She holds an MTV. Yeah, she holds a VMA.
Work.
It's cute. It's cute. Fine. It's accurate. It's accurate.
It's accurate. It's kind of smushing her form a little bit in the back. Like I thought like there was a weird thing in the back smashing her ass, which was fine.
It was totally fine. Totally okay. Are you going to burp it or chirp it?
I don't know. I'm going to burp it because I'm a little bored.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
I chirp it, but I'm not excited about chirping.
Yeah.
Because it's accurate. It's accurate.
That part. Poopy Poison comes out in sort of a tracksuit, but with all the weapons coming out of her, a knife, guns.
The idea of it was cute.
Right, but she's wearing a fucking tracksuit.
Which I don't have a problem with. I don't have a problem with. It's this, like, arts and craftsy, like, guns, like, bobbing up and down. It should have been a lot more stable. It just looked ugly. It was
I don't mind
ugly.
The bobbing. Yeah.
What? You don't? No, I'm sorry. It takes the fantasy away. There's all these, like, guns just sort of, like, wah, wah.
But
no,
how is it
no,
not going to bob?
No, no, no.
How is it going to be perfectly stationary when she's walking? That's, like, impossible.
She can hold, like, I don't know. She can hold something and then have it, like, an arc, like a little rainbow of guns, you know?
It was weird. I like the guns levitating everywhere.
Yes, I did, too. I like the idea of it.
Cool.
I didn't like the execution. It looked weird. She should have had 6,000 more guns or something.
So, she put a chirp or a burp?
The burp, bitch. It was a burp.
Guess what? I'm going to chirp it. I'm going to chirp it.
Because you're that kind of girl. Because you're that kind of girl. You would wear this shit on the runway. You would. You would.
Right. Yes. You know what I would? You know what I would? Because I am the show. I create the show. Honestly, I chirp that just because I hate you. I didn't even want to chirp that.
No.
I just chirp that because I hate you.
You're constructing your own version of that outfit right in the background. I could tell. I could tell.
But when I saw it, I was like, well, when I saw it, I was like, wow. Now looking at it, I'm like, it's pretty rough in every other way.
Exactly.
But the spectacle, I was like, wow. So I'm going to chirp it.
The spectacle? What spectacle?
Guns. And
what
I love
spectacle?
Guns. I love guns.
The bitch is a Second Amendment queen.
I am the boom boom gun. Thank you, Fafu. Thank you.
Hi, Fafu. Your gun is the boom boom gun, and Poopy is not.
Poopy is the blank blank not gun. She is the
Poopy is the super soaker splash splash gun.
Splash splash. That is it. 1,000,000,000%. I don't even know if she's. I don't even know if she's a super.
But people want to know who you're shooing away.
Oh.
It's the costume designer who's making that weak-ass look of Poopy's gun look.
Agree. Look, we got to talk about Carmen Pará coming out in this red leather thing. Really?
Stunning.
It's stunning. This fucking bitch is so pretty.
And
I
she fucking made, and she made it.
Right,
and then
we had
this
amazing emotional moment in a moment where she's like, oh, I brought something similar. And she said, no, you wear yours. I'll make something else and take my VMA.
And
that was
exactly.
Cute.
Take my prop. I'm going to elevate your look.
Carmen may have won the season on that moment.
100%. This was her save the cat moment.
You thought she was just a pretty cunt. No, she has a heart. This is a chirp. This is a chirp.
Yes, a chirp. Why are you questioning that? That's a 100%.
You know, I mean, the silhouette isn't revolutionary, but it's gorgeous.
Well, oh, suddenly she's a fashion criticizer. Like, what the?
A
hell?
Fashion criticizer? You mean a critic? Fucking illiterate bitch. You don't know what a critic is?
Oh, she's searching. She's trying to search for something.
That's
again.
What I'm saying. Mm-mm. I mean, no, look, there's blood in the water now. There's blood in the water now. There's no going back. Okay, Killer Queen comes out looking the best she's ever looked. This is the Killer Queen you know, chose a great time.
Today is a weird day, folks. Today is a weird day.
No, I'm just being honest. I'm being honest. This is the best.
And I honestly, and I appreciate that. And I know how much it kills you inside.
It kills
me. Something nice about Killer Queen.
It does. It does. Look, this is the. Is this not the best she's ever looked?
Yes. I mean, I did like her art look a lot more. I think that's my favorite look she's ever had. But this one is very, 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 very good.
Her makeup has never been this good.
She's like elevated. She's given us glamour. It's great.
Proportions different. And you know what she's not doing? Ramp, ramp, ramp. Frank, rank, rank. She's not Frankensteining down the runway in a character. She's just giving you pussy. I just want to see you give me runway for
you. You know what? You know what, Mono? For a performer, you really hate it when other people perform.
Look, it's too much. You know the difference between a performance and...
But girl, let her feel her oats. Let her feel her oats.
Let her feel her oats. No, it's
let her
too
feel
much.
Her oats.
This White Snake performance is too much. We don't need this. We don't need it. It's too much. Look, this is good. This
girl,
is good. It's a
girl. Trend. Yes. Okay. Her makeup is... Killer's makeup is not great. But when you put a side-by-side with Poopy, girl...
Yeah.
Poopy's makeup is chonky. Okay.
Yeah, Poopy's makeup is Crayola. I mean, it is. Yeah.
No, that shit is like marker. That's like.
It might be Play-Doh. Like,
That's it. It's Play-Doh. That is Play-Doh. She beats with clay. That's what she does.
Next, we have Sagittaria. Look, this is gorgeous, but she's wearing kind of this red pleather look with a cinched waist. We've seen this before, though. This is not new.
It's fine. It's totally okay. Poopy's wearing makeup.
Funny. Thank you, Abney. TWABNEEY. I don't know what it is, but I agree. Look, I'm going to burp Sagittaria because she's worn this before, and I don't care. I don't care that her waist is tiny. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. It's so... like Aquaria, that is like like eek. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Major eek vibes for me. So yeah, it's a burp. It's a burp for me.
It's a burp. It's a burp. So this week, Carmen wins.
Yes, right? And deservedly so. I think, you know, she had her moment where she, you know, she did well in the challenge, and then she made a look that was so stunning. And then gave her look to Dovima.
Yeah.
And Dovima, you know, she was struggling with the narrative.
Oh,
you
my
know,
God. She
was
couldn't
like,
stop crying. There was
oh,
like,
my gosh.
She cried.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. But oh, it's like, she's crying
but,
more.
But this is what I wanted to say before of like sort of the issue with Drag Race now, which is this idea of these queens come in and then they're like always looking for their reputation or how they're being perceived on the show. And this was Dovima's downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was like, I am trying to give you this specific version of who I am. And that's not the narrative that's, you know, my narrative is taken out of my hands because of the situation. And she was struggling, you know?
Yeah, she was really struggling. It wasn't. And it's just so interesting that like she went like so hard, so harsh, so hard, so harsh. And then suddenly she just... truly laid on her back like a corgi and was just like, I'm done. I am done.
Yeah. I mean, but was this moment not sort of iconic though?
Okay, are we talking about the lip sync now?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this fucking, this just.
I loved it. It's also never been done before on Drag Race.
It is never been, just.
Just like, and Anna Loki was like, gimme, gimme, gimme. And she was like,
she looked like she was waiting to be picked up from the putt-putt golf. like she was just truly like, because like it wasn't even Charlie Hyde's. It wasn't.
No. It wasn't like, it wasn't Tammy Brown.
It wasn't even Tammy Brown. Mm-hmm. It was truly just.
Just a refusal to lip sync. And then she lip synced a little bit when Saitaria was like, okay, she was playing with her. That was a cute moment.
That was crazy. That was crazy. I mean,
I loved it. I was like, way way to go for the show to still find ways to surprise me. I it sucked for Dolima. I really saw her in the top three, and I saw Sagittaria going home this episode.
Yeah.
If Dolima actually lip sync. But
it is so weird. It is, so why not try? Like, why not? I don't know.
Because she didn't want to. She didn't want to do the competition anymore.
Yeah, she didn't want to.
And she was like, I'm not going to do what Inti did, because Inti already quit the show. So she's just like, I'm going to find another way to quit.
Oh, yeah. Is this better? Oh, yeah. I have to say this contractually. I'm obligated to say this. Come on, Charlie, let's go! thank you for reminding me to say that, listeners. I mean, it's just as bad. It's just as bad as just like... Mm-hmm. Just try. I don't know. I do think it's rude to the show. I will say the story that we're getting from this is cute. I like that she fully expresses herself. The way she explains herself to the judges did redeem her. And it was like, this is like a really sweet moment that I think is speaking to some culture of the Spanish people, which is like really endearing me to this unique experience.
What? What does that mean? What are you talking about?
Open your ears. Listen.
Spanish people? What? Because what?
I'm just saying, like I've said before, there's a lot of passion and heart in this franchise that I think is unique to Spain or Spanish culture.
That's true. Yes, yes. Spaniards are unique.
That's what I... Oh, my
Spaniards
God.
Are unique in a way that they can only...
You know what? You know what? I'm about to Dovima this herself. Podcast.
Okay, she Dovima
herself. I'm Dovimaing this podcast.
Okay. Yes, Spanish people are unique in the fact that they are emotional. No other culture in the world has such heart
Did
as
I say
Spaniards.
That? Did I say
Who
that?
Paying you, bitch? Which Spanish
Did
person
I
is paying
say
you
that?
To say this?
Also, I get it. Spain's colonizers, but pump the brakes, honey, because these people are just trying to live their lives, okay? don't take it out on them. Let these queer people live their fucking lives. It's not their fault that their ancestors were monsters. Jesus Christ, Oscar.
I don't know. The ghost of Ponce de Leon is very strong on that.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Can we talk about the seventh episode now?
Yes.
Okay. Work. Okay. We got the seventh episode. We're doing a classic makeover ep. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Truly.
Hot.
Why wasn't this the fucking pit crew?
I agree.
Okay, who was the cutest one? Let's get this out of the way. Who was the cutest one for you?
You know that I like the boy that they kept fawning over. I like Fernando.
I roll.
Look, I thought he was fucking hot and gorgeous.
You know what?
Oh my God. Oh my God. He's fucking hot and gorgeous. He was my favorite. Look, I understand that makes me basic and boring. I do.
You just like what you like.
I like what I like. Look, I'm projecting. But I did think the way they talk about only him being hot in this episode is borderline disrespectful to everyone else involved.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful.
Everybody else is like, I am literally chopped liver, bitch. Like,
yeah.
Nobody. Oh, my gosh. That is so true. I would not have been fawning over that guy. I would be fawning over Tomas. Like, for me, I was like,
Which
oh,
was
my
Tomas?
God. I have met my husband.
Which was Tomas?
He was the... he was like the
tallest
Asian guy.
One?
The Asian guy.
Oh, the Asian guy. Yeah, he's cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he wasn't cute. He was my husband. And if you're listening, Tomas, wherever you are, oh my God.
They gave him no time on screen. They gave him like...
And then,
the,
I mean,
the
not,
the,
not to, yeah, not to fast forward, but out of nowhere.
I was like, wow, we're going there. Okay, work.
I mean, I like that they talked about it, but still, I was like, you couldn't have at least like teased us about this thing that happened.
They right on the runway. Supreme is a very lovely host.
I love Supreme.
Comments.
I've loved Supreme since day one, and this is And this, I know, Tomas has a partner. I know, but listen, let's go somewhere where a poly lifestyle is acceptable.
Yeah,
I don't mind sharing.
Threesome. Oscar mm-hmm. also loves to watch in the corner heckling. He loves to watch.
I'm in the corner, jacking off.
Oh. I'm coming everywhere, and I'm making such a fucking mess. Ooh. I keep jacking
coming on my own.
Shante, you both stay.
I want fried chicken now.
Yes! Yes! Deep cuts. Deep cuts for the stands.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, Supreme is a delightful host. Let's have more queen, like, more hosts like Supreme. Who, yeah. like, is just so, there's so much love that she has for, she's so invested. A
lot of
girls.
Love, a lot of passion. I like 80% of her looks. I think sometimes I'm like, okay.
You know what? I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Agreeing.
Okay.
So look, over the course of the episode, we get a lot of classic makeover tropes from your drag races. Can't walk. Breaking heels is a fun first for me.
We've never seen that.
Love that. Love everything about breaking heels. Oh, his dick is so big. I can't possibly tuck it. Like, that's
I know,
kind of tired.
But that seems to be a trope. Every time they do these makeover challenges, everyone's got a big dick. It's like, no, what I want to see is someone be like, this hot guy has the tiniest dick you've ever seen. And it's like, okay, let's deal with that. Like, are we still interested?
Yes.
Because, yes, he's stunning, he's perfect, he's got a great smile or whatever, but his dick is tiny. What you got to say to that, queen?
And you know what I'm going to say, too, is just like, I don't often see a dick I don't like. I really, mm-hmm. I really enjoy a multitude.
Because you're a whore.
Dicks. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I agree with Iyad. Yeah. Wow. Dick, sometimes they're big. It really does. It really does basicify us as a queer community every time we lose our fucking shit over a big dick. Yeah, sometimes they're big. Great. So you know what else? Sometimes they're average and you can actually have good sex with them. Like, instead of, you know, ripping your asshole open and bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Girl, I'm just saying, we need to, like, kind of actually appreciate the wonderful diversity of the peony community.
Exactly. Yes. And the penis is just one tool of the human body.
That too.
Which, you know what I mean? It's just one tool. One tool. It's a tool. Yeah.
Honestly, all the other stuff in sex is what's fun about it. It's not mm-hmm. just the penis. Glory holes and fucking gay people love glory holes. Gay people are crazy. Gay people are too crazy. I said,
she said, she said, put it back in the list of mental illnesses is what she said.
That's right. Call
she
the
said,
DM.
Put homosexuality
call the DM for,
back.
Call the, is it the DM? Is it the DM? Missing a letter. DM something.
DMV?
Maybe that's it. Yeah, maybe it's the DMV Hong Kong. Okay, look, classic makeover shit. We're talking about our lives. We're talking about being gay. Poopy's getting the sentimental edit. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, that doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good. And,
DSM, thank you, Kat.
It made me... Thank you. It's very odd. It's very odd because I wasn't expecting Poopy to get so much airtime in that way, and it made me a little nervous.
Of course.
I was like, this is the episode where Saitari goes home. Like, this is it. This is where she goes home and she doesn't make it. But then that got me worried.
It could have been. Look, it could have been, but guess what? It wasn't. Because let's talk, T. Cumulative, this is sometimes the cumulative app. And cumulatively, Poopy's looks have been garbage. And I love Poopy, okay? Mm-hmm. But her looks have been pretty garbage, and this week is no exception. It's horrible.
But to me, it's so confusing. That, talk about arts and crafts. This is this look is unacceptable even for our version of Drag Race.
Yes, like, I agree.
I was like, yo, this is... disrespect Poopy had on that runway.
This is mama. This is garbage.
Oh, no. Especially with an unchoreographed cheerleading routine. Girl.
No.
So what did you work on? What did you work on, bitch? Because that face that you gave her daughter...
Awful. Awful. And the look was like high school production of Hairspray. I don't even know if a high school production of Hairspray would have costumes this ugly. But
yeah,
it was
you're right, yeah.
Nothing.
Any school with a budget would be like, no, we don't want these.
It was horrible. It was the bow on the front, the hair is flat, it's bad. It's horrible.
The toys as earrings, I was like,
No.
What is the concept? It's truly coming for Lala Ri's worst world record of worst look. 100% is in the top three of worst looks ever on the runway.
It is just somber. Like, I don't even think Target would be caught dead selling these garments.
You know what? Alyssa Edwards' look in the soap opera challenge said, phew.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, absolutely. That was stunning compared to this.
That baked potato look that Jiggly had in season 5 said, phew.
100 million%. You know, I'm trying to think of another look that said phew. You know what? I'm going to say Shangela's season 2 corn husk dress said,
whew.
Also, Shangela's look, her Christmas look went,
you. Yeah. Also, every single look Venus Delight served.
Her one look. Kennedy Davenport's crystallized whore look was
My God.
Phew.
You are, and just to be fair, Ginger Minge's All-Star 6 entrance said
ribbit.
She's so stupid. Oh my God. Okay. Let's chirp and burp. But this is the big one of the, this is the biggest burp of the season, I would say.
Yeah.
This was horrible.
100%. Yes, correct.
Made much worse when Carmen comes out with Carla Farala.
Oh my. One of the most polished and amazing looks I have ever seen on the damn show. And she fucking made that.
This is my favorite. She made both those outfits. And I think it's my favorite thing she's worn.
100%. This look is going to make Carmen win the whole show.
I think you're right. Because also, like, you know, she'd done Euro Slut for weeks. And now she's actually doing other stuff. So you're like, oh, this is fun.
I gotta say,
it's different. Too,
I gotta say, the stuff she made on the show is way better than the stuff she brought on the show.
Interesting. Yeah.
To me, that's a winner right there.
Yeah, she's pretty fucking sickening. I mean,
and like her drag daughter, truly, I couldn't get over how beat she was. I was like,
she was a woman. I literally, she was simply a woman. Like, I saw no...
Like a cute little starlet. Like, I was like, this bitch can be a woman.
This is a woman. And she's walking. She's a woman. Everyone looks, and this is also a good matching look where it like actually looks like part of
makes
a collection.
Sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
It's great. It's great. Carmen's hair is fun and fresh. The
everything,
pants are right.
Everything is correct. You know what that look is? Correct. So that's a chirp for me.
It's a chirp. You know, it's a fucking chirp. It's a fucking chirp. I would have been mad if someone else won this week. I would have been like, okay, this is how production works, but I would have been mad. Okay, Sagittaria and Neptuna.
Bye.
Here comes.
I mean,
you monster.
That tuck is so questionable for me.
It's back. It's
I'm
back.
Just worried. I'm worried about the tuck. I'm just worried about the tuck.
Dude, it is truly like it is a meaty sandwich in a Ziploc bag that wasn't zipped all the way up. It was just a little bit like something's coming out. Something's
and
coming
like
out the edge.
You know, I gotta say, like, she said she was like, one of the few things she's ever said ever was like, oh, I want to make a superhero look, which I'm like, didn't Aquaria do that?
Yeah.
In a ball Which I'm like, goodbye. I'm like, truly goodbye. And then when she comes in with her Fifth Element look, I'm like, okay, this is nice, but like not appropriate. I don't think it's just not correct.
I think it's nice. I like it. I think it's really sexy. It's she's worn this before, but I do think it's really sexy. I think it's a successful Fifth Element mock-up. I think her daughter or sister, stop checking.
Or mother.
I mean, truly.
That shit was the mom.
That, I don't even know if it was a mom. It was like, trapped between aunthood and grandmotherhood. It was strange. And she did not move so much like a lady tonight.
No.
And just the tits were out for no reason. Like, what? Put your tits away, mom.
I didn't like this look at all. It was bad.
No, it wasn't good.
It's a burp for me.
It's a big burp, and the movement wasn't right, and the proportions weren't great either.
No. At that moment, I was like, okay, so I thought he was going home for sure.
Rob, get out of here. Stop. Rob is proving, is talking about.
No, I love it. I love it. Keep going, Rob. Please.
We just talked about how we're going to stop obsessing about giant cocks, okay? So next we have Killer Queen and Slayer Queen giving you a look that
a drag queen look.
This is like when you're a drag queen, this is one of the mandatory three looks you wear when you first.
What would you call this look though?
India Fair.
Ooh! I would call this Mariah, huh?
Mariah. Yeah. Balenciaga.
I mean, it's done okay. The family resemblance is accurate. It's correct.
Yeah.
Is it the best? Absolutely not. Is it the worst? Absolutely not. It is very safe. It's just
safest
of the looks.
I'm definitely going to burp it because who cares? Black and gold, black and chunky gold. My God, come on. Very UCB drag realness. Absolutely.
Yeah, very basic bitch has worn this before.
I mean, I have worn this, which is why it's bad. I've definitely worn. Yeah, it's not good. It's fine, but I'm going to burp it because.
Yeah, I'm going to burp it too. Okay. We've gotten good looks.
Oh my God, Oscar. Oscar burp Killer Queen. Everyone freak the fuck out.
No, because I've said accurate, correct things about all the queens.
As have I.
Where? When?
What's a lie? What's a lie I told? Quickly. What's one lie I told? Quickly.
I'm not going to play this game. See, the thing that I'm not going to do is play your game.
Okay, great. Look,
Jigsaw, I'm not going to play a game.
I don't play games. I create them. I told you this already. I told you this.
Yeah.
Listen, here we go. They talk to their younger selves.
I do want to give a shout out to Envy Peru being one of the judges.
Yes, she's stunning.
Because that shit needs to happen more often. I love that. I loved having winners be judges too, because like, hello, they went through it. They should know. And Envy's comments at judging were accurate, were 100% true.
Yeah, they were excellent.
So fucking beautiful. Oh,
they were excellent. They were excellent. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Kat. Mother does not play. Envy was great. She's gorgeous. She's stunning. She's a winner for a reason. No doubt there should be more queens on the panel.
100%.
We're not going to see it on US, though. I'll tell you that much. Ain't going to happen. So we have a bottom three. We have a bottom three now. Do you agree with it being a bottom three? Who should have been in the bottom two?
Sahithari and Poopy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
100%.
Yeah, that's correct.
100%. There was this weird, before we get to the bottom three moment, there was this weird moment where even I was like, girl, what the fuck are you doing? Where Killer Queen was talking to Sahithari and being like, you deserve to be in the top three. And Poopy's like, excuse me? And Killer's like, no, I shouldn't be here. And I was like,
oh, that moment.
Fuck?
That was weird. Yeah, and then Poopy was like, I just feel like you're shitting on me. And she's like,
I mean, yeah, she was.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And Killer should have been like, yeah, I was. You fucking hate my guts. Roll the tape.
Yeah, Poopy at this point has been coasting a little too much on her
legacy.
Her legacy. We know she has a legacy, but girl, you are wearing a truly dusty sweater from that
Goodwill.
Wouldn't even
this
sell.
This is some Goodwill.
I don't even know. I think they wouldn't even sell it at Goodwill. It looks horrible. It looks horrible. So calm down. Oh, but then she reveals, you know, that she's wearing another ugly black dress with like.
But we could see it. We could see it in the collar.
Yeah, it was stupid. It was stupid. So unfortunately, Poopy goes home. Oh,
which was shocking to me, I gotta say. And I was nervous because Killer did not bring it on the at the lip sync as much as I wanted her to.
Yeah,
but I really thought Saeed thought he was gonna go home.
Yeah,
truly, yeah.
Well, when there was a bottom three, I was like, oh, maybe Killer will go home because just for whatever reason,
that's
they
what
decided
I thought too.
We don't want, because Killer is the kind of queen who's like doing well, but the judges aren't obsessed with her.
No, she's not going to win. She's going to be in third place. She's going to be in third place. It'll be between Saitari and Carmen, and we
Carmen's
all know who's going to win that one. And we all know
Carmen's going to win. Like, yeah. Sagittaria has been shy and quiet and not so funny.
Mm-mm.
And Carmen has kind of been able to do a little bit of everything.
Has been the star of this whole competition.
She really has.
It's one of the, you know, Drag Race España, which I truly love. I love this season. But it is very much like a season 8 or a season 6 where we know the winner right away.
Yeah, which is why I was like, I don't think Carmen will win when I first saw the season. And then she did.
She did.
I'm pretty sure she did. Like, I'm pretty sure
she kept giving it. Yeah.
But apparently,
if Hugasia was in the top three, then I would have been a little more like.
Then
that
would have agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. The fact that she's not in there is trash and stupid and boring. Yeah. She should be there. Yeah, because I don't. It's boring. But I'm excited to see it. We apparently we have a reunion and then a finale.
I
so
know.
We'll talk about those in two weeks.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
At some fucking point, who's your winner? If you disagree with us, let us know.
Yeah, I mean, who would disagree? Is anyone rooting for Saitaria? Like, is anybody hashtag Team Saitaria?
Is anyone Killer Queen? Is anyone Team Killer Queen? I don't know.
I love Killer.
I'm hearing crickets.
Carmen is literally the only one.
And Poopy's a little plucked not to be in that top three. I'll tee.
If Poopy Hugasio and Carmen were in the top three, I'm like, this is a real competition.
Interesting.
But the fact that they made it so easy for Carmen to win.
Yeah.
I mean, Carmen could walk out in a diaper.
And the judges would eat her up. They would. I mean, she wears diapers a lot. She wears bras a lot. Like, to be fair, she's worn a bra silhouette a lot and just been
looking at
my skin and my stomach.
But it's well made.
It's well made. It's gaggy. She's hot.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for right now on the Drag Race. Look, if you like this, Venmo us, throw us some coins.
Please.
Why the fuck not? Come on. You can send me coins at my name at Mono Agapian or Mono - Agapian on Venmo. Oscar.
You can send coins my way at Ozzymo, OZZYMO.
That's right. I know that's right. I know that's true. Look, if you like Dragger Podcast, follow us here on Instagram. Give us 5-star on Apple Podcasts. And if you really love our asses, go listen to our other podcast too.
That's right. Podcast Kill the Video Star. Follow us on Instagram at Podcast Kill the Video Star. It's fun. We have a YouTube page. So if you like seeing our stupid, ugly faces, you can watch us on YouTube.
And you'll get to see us mostly fight and sometimes agree there. So if you love that, go there, get into it.
Exactly. If you live for our drama, it's all there, honey.
Well, okay. Love you, bitch. Even though you're wrong all the time, I do love you, and I'll see you so soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You were talking to yourself in the mirror, weren't you?
Yeah.
Of course you would. Ugh, Alyssa Edwards.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
was a HeadGum Original.